Welcome to Moxie Bets, presented by Caesars Sportsbook. Happy Friday. Coming up on today's show, football is officially back. We're going to recap the Bills' dominant win against the defending Super Bowl champs, the Rams. Plus, we'll preview Sunday's games and give you our best bets. And of course, you got some Mox Locks coming your way. But let's bring in Danny first to get into this Mox Thought. Danny, one, how's it going?
It's going great. NFL is back and the world rejoices. Wow. What a great game last night. First win to start the season. I couldn't be happier, Katie.
I couldn't be happier either, because we all know that I am a card-carrying member of the Rams Hater Club as a 49er fan. And to see them get blown out at home, to ruin Sean McVay's perfect opening season record, and to see Matt Stafford, the best bet in football, throw three picks, not one, but three. I'm telling you, I couldn't be happier. I really couldn't. I mean, the only thing that would have made me happier is if the Rams lost the Super Bowl. That's the only thing that could have made me happier. But having them lose like this in this fashion to the Bills, who I'm very high on, feels good. Feels great, baby.
I got to tell you guys, for the viewers of the show, countless times last season, Katie gave me Matt Stafford yes to throw an interception that cashed. So that's one of her favorite bets. And I'm happy too, because my theory proved off correct, that the books want the public to get their first win. Public's on the Bills. The false sense of confidence goes into the season, and now you're ready to bet everything you own. So watch out. Now let's get sharp. The public gets their first easy win, blowout winner. Let's get sharp now, Katie.
I tend to agree with that to a certain extent, but I also think that, you know, Matt Stafford talked about how his elbow wasn't an issue. It was very clearly an issue last night. That's why you can't believe what quarterbacks say. I also think, in general, I just won all of my bets because I had the Bills money line. Okay, fine. Maybe the books gave that to me. Stafford to throw a pick. Love it. I also had a parlay with anytime touchdowns. Who doesn't like to sprinkle a little bit on those, with Cooper Kupp and Stephon Diggs? Those were kind of given. So I'm feeling good about myself, but you're right. Let's get sharp and let's head into Capper's Corner.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
All right, people, we're brought to you by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. See, it's not just about the daily promos, odd boosts, or the hundreds of ways to wager. It's about the immortal words of Caesar himself. You bet, you get with Caesars Rewards. Every bet you place on the app, no matter the outcome, earns towards exclusive perks at Caesars Rewards destinations everywhere. Hotel stays, concert tickets, bonuses, and more. Download the Caesars Sportsbook app, become a Caesars Rewards member today, and get more with every wager. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-522-4700. All right, Danny. So let's look through some of these week one games. First up, we've got the Buccaneers versus the Cowboys. The Bucs versus the boys. Tampa Bay favored by 2.5. -145 on the money line. This total at 51. What you got, Danny Brasco?
This is going to be the Sunday night game, and there's going to be a ton of action on it. So again, that makes it sketchy with everyone and their mother looking to hammer something and Bucs Cowboys here. But, you know, the public will likely be on the Buccaneers. And I want to go against it just to, you know, kind of be the contrarian. The thing is, the Cowboys have more than enough fans to you know, back them and be a fairly publicly bet team too. So the action will be pretty even. The angle I'm going to take is Brady actually has something to get up for in this game. There's a lot of questions. What were you doing in the offseason? He retired. He came back. Giselle.
What's going on with your marriage to Giselle? I mean, that's
what I'm saying.
Right?
The plastic surgery. People making fun of his face. Like, you don't want to give Brady a reason to be angry and play for something. I feel like there's doubt surrounding him. There's doubt about their offensive line. I like when Brady's doubted. So for that alone, and a Cowboys team that I told you are perennial frauds, you know this too. I mean, their offense also, I don't quite trust it.
And no Amari Cooper.
And then boys like Amari Cooper, Michael Gallup's hurt, offensive line in question. A lot of question marks for the Cowboys. Brady with a chip on the shoulder, maybe? Give me the Bucs -2.5, another public win, perhaps.
So I like this, and I definitely lean on the Bucs here. I'm not a big Cowboys believer, but I'm going to take the over in this one. I have questions about Tom Brady missing time. I know it's Tom Brady, but let's just look at the game last night, right? A lot of those Rams starters and Matt Stafford didn't play in the preseason at all, and they looked a mess last night. And I feel like Tom Brady, as good as he is, as much as he knows football, he hasn't been there. He hasn't been doing that. He also lost a lot of his interior on his offensive line. No team had the same starting five in all 17 games, but Tampa Bay had four of them in 16 games. And all of those guys are gone. Either they retired or they moved on to other teams. The last opener hit 60 points. It was 31-29. The Cowboys had the best record against the spread last year. Even though I don't think they're going to be great this year, you touched on a lot of good points. They were still decent against the spread. So I don't know. I'm going to go over on this one. They had the number one and the number two offenses last year in terms of points and yards. So I like over.
More than decent, Katie. The Cowboys are the best team against the spread in football, but I think they start out of the gate slow with the wide receiver issues, offensive line, and don't doubt Brady.
Okay, I know. I should have learned my lesson by now not to doubt Brady, but I don't know. It's something feels weird, especially with that Rams game last night and how they played. I don't know. Next up, we got the Raiders versus the Chargers. Spread here is 3, favoring the Chargers. Raiders, even money on the money line. Chargers -120. This over-under is at 52. We're both high on the Chargers this year. Big divisional game. What do you think, Danny?
So this one, the spread kind of sketches me out a little bit. As you said, we're both high on the Chargers, but -3 home favorites. As you know, in the NFL, you give 3 points, sort of a general rule, not exact, but the home team is given a 3-point advantage. So if you go with that classic NFL proverb, that means that on a neutral field, oddsmakers would say that this game's a pick 'em, a toss up. And we see, you know, the Raiders and Chargers getting these shootouts last season, especially to close the year, 35-32, epic game. And the AFC West is all about these high flying offenses and shootouts. I'm expecting more of the same to start the year. All these shiny new toys on the offense for the Raiders. And, you know, Justin Herbert, MVP campaign, I think, incoming. So I think it should be a really fun game to open it up. And I'm going to go with an over 52 here. I'm expecting points.
I like that. I like the over as well. These are two potent offenses. I will say I'm going to lean Chargers on this one to cover the spread at -3. I think they're the better team. I think they're more well-rounded. Obviously, I am very high on the Chargers this year. Herbie fully loaded. I'm also very high on the Bills, and look how the Bills did last night. So I feel like I got to really put my money back in what I've been saying this entire offseason. Interesting trend, which goes against what I'm saying. Week one divisional game trend. Underdogs are 28-9-2 against the spread. That's hitting at 76% in week one divisional game since 2014. So take that with a grain of salt, but I'm still going Herbie fully loaded here. The Chargers were the top 5 scoring offense in the league last season, and they only got better with the additions of Zion Johnson and Gerald Everett. Next up, the Chiefs versus the Cardinals. Kansas City favored by 6. They are -250 on the money line. So you know what the books think here, and the over-under is at 53. What do you think?
Yeah, so look, +6 home underdogs for the Cardinals. That looks pretty attractive to me. I know it's the Chiefs, but you know, the first thing we think about in the Chiefs is no more Tyreek Hill. How's that offense going to look? And I don't doubt that Patrick Mahomes will still have a lot of success with Andy Reid. Tyreek Hill wasn't the make or break behind that, although he's, of course, a dynamic weapon. They'll be fine without him. Just -6 road favorites to start the year in Arizona, that's sketchy. I'm going to stay away from the spread. If you made me bet it, I would take the points with the Cardinals. I like the over more than anything, Katie. Over the last 7 years, only 3 other games have had a total of 53 or more in week one. All 3 of those either included the Chiefs or the Cardinals in those games, and all 3 of them totaled at least 50 points. These are teams that put up points. So I'm expecting more of the same in this one, too. Give me the over in that.
I agree with you. I'm taking the over on this one as well. And I'm going to stay away from this side because while Kansas City is 8-1 straight up in season openers under Andy Reid, Arizona was great against the spread last year. Actually, they were 6-0 straight up and against the spread as underdogs in the regular season. These offenses are crazy. Even if we don't have DeAndre Hopkins, I still feel like they can put up some points. And the Chiefs scored more than 30 points in their season opener in each of their last six seasons. Longest streak in NFL history. Give me the over all day long.
Yeah, and I don't know if they come out in week one, but when I think of tricky offenses and funky plays and surprises, the Chiefs and the Cardinals are two teams that I think of, you know, in the first breath. So I'm expecting maybe some high-flying plays that could put in a big bomb.
Right, and I feel like both Patrick Mahomes and Kyler Murray have something to prove here. Kyler Murray, with all the offseason drama, he's got to come out big. And Patrick Mahomes, a lot of talk of, oh, no more Tyreek Hill. How's it going to be? How's he going to do? So I feel like both of them will be extremely motivated to show off and get a lot of yards and a lot of touchdowns. High scoring.
Let's see if Kyler Murray is studying the playbook or playing Call of Duty.
I know. That's such an interesting trend. I don't know if it was you or someone else who told me that so when he's playing Call of Duty.
They put a studying clause in his contract. So disrespectful.
Oh, all right. Let's go. Steelers versus Bengals. This is the first time that these two rivals have opened up a season against each other. Steelers 6.5-point dogs here, plus 228 to win outright, over under, pretty low at 44.5. What do you think, Danny?
Steelers as dogs? Oh, baby. Say less. Steelers? As underdogs, 47-26-3 against the spread. That's a 64% win rate as a dog under coach Mike Tomlin. He's the best underdog coach out there, most profitable as a dog since 2003. The Steelers are 19-6-2 against the spread as an underdog against AFC North opponents under Tomlin. And the Super Bowl hangover is very real for the loser of the Super Bowl. 4-18 against the spread in week one following a Super Bowl loss since 2000. I'm expecting regression for the Bengals. I still think they'll be good, but not as good as last season. And I know it's Mitchell Trubisky looking to get the start here, but I actually think he'll have some success. 6.5 points, that's way too many. Give me the Steelers.
I agree. And I think that it's possible that the Steelers can win this outright. I would definitely lean more towards Bengals winning this game, but I'm for sure taking the points just like you are. Another interesting trend is week one dogs by 6.5 or more have gone 43-27. That's 61.4% since 2005. So I like it. I mean, let's give the points to the Steelers here.
The math is there. Let's go.
The math is mathing, as I like to say. All right, the Browns at the Panthers. You like that? Baker Mayfield revenge game. McCaffrey already on the injured list. This one's pick 'em. No, books don't know what's going to happen here. Over under at 42. What's your lean, or what do you like?
So this game is a hard pass for me, I'll tell you that much. But yeah, what a coincidence. Yeah. Looky here, the scheduling just so happens to land on week one Baker Mayfield revenge game. The soap opera that is the NFL continues, and, you know, we're watching more of a Netflix drama than a sporting event. So Panthers-Browns, I mean, this is one of the biggest line movers out there, and it's not a game that was attracting me anyway. But the Panthers opened up as, plus 4.5 dogs and plus 5.5 maybe even. It's down to a pick 'em now. So if you do want to bet the Panthers, you're kind of late to the party. I want to say they win and Baker gets his revenge, but C-Mac, run CMC, already on the injured list. And, you know, I need him to be playing if I want to bet on the Panthers. So I'm passing on this one, but I'm not a Baker fan, but I kind of want to see him win because I'm just mad at the Browns for Deshaun Watson in general.
Oh, same. I love just the revenge game storyline. I always want the person that was let go to come back. Just like when you're dating someone, you always want to come back and have the hotter, you know, girlfriend or boyfriend and show up and, you know, your ex is looking like a loser. Like, so I always kind of root for that just in general in life. I will say the Browns haven't won the opener since 2004. I mean, they almost never win week ones. Slight edge to Mayfield for this revenge game. Also, the home field advantage, you got to give that a little bit to the Panthers here. No Christian McCaffrey is just a really big issue. And I'm so curious if anyone, I know people were really high on him again for fantasy this year. They thought he had this crazy ceiling. But then again, before we get started, he's already injured. So I'm going to pass on this one as well, but I will lean Panthers. It's an interesting one. The NFC North, the Packers versus the Vikings. Pack 1.5-point favorites. This money line minus 125. Vikings plus 105. Over under at 47. You're pretty high on the Vikings this year. What do you think?
Love the Vikings this year. And Katie, this week one of the NFL, there are more home underdogs than there have ever been in any week one. I got to jump on one, right? We're talking about a lot of favorites so far. We've passed on some home dogs. Give me the Vikings plus 1.5 in this one. I think they win outright, but just in case it's a classic, you know, NFC North battle and it comes down to that one point, I want the one in the hook in case I need it. Now, I will say there's a lot of evidence supporting Aaron Rodgers in week one. He's really good to open the season. And this might be scary if you're looking at these stats. Aaron Rodgers opened the season versus a divisional opponent 6 times in his career. He's 6-0 straight up. He's 5-1 against the spread. And in the first 2 weeks of the season, 11-1 straight up, 11-2 against the spread against divisional opponents. I don't really care, to be honest. I'm huge on the Vikings offense. Kevin O'Connell's going to make Justin Jefferson the best receiver in the league this year. What does life after Devontae Adams look like for the Packers? We don't quite know yet. So I want to see what that looks like. Last year, the Vikings were 5-3 as an underdog. They're 2-1 as home dogs against the spread. And Green Bay was 2-3 as road favorites. So with an improved offense that I don't think the Packers can keep up with in week one, if it clicks on all cylinders like I'm expecting, give me the Vikings to take the first one. But give me the points just in case. Vikings plus 1.5.
Yeah, you know, there's so many question marks about the Packers this year. I'm still not willing to bet against them just because it is Aaron Rodgers. And I know that a lot of people are very, very high on the Vikings. And I understand, but I'm a wait and see when it comes to the Vikings. Does this team really look that much different? If you look at the Packers, they've won 58 kickoff weekends. 58, that's the most in the NFL. And 14 season openers, Aaron Rodgers as a starting quarterback, he's 10-4 straight up and 9-5 against the spread. So even without Devontae Adams, I'm still not willing to bet against that. I do like the over here because when I was looking at some trends over the past 2 seasons, Aaron Rodgers and Kirk Cousins faced off 3 times. And in those contests, they averaged 64 points per game. Among the other 25 pairs of quarterbacks who matched up at least 3 times since 2020, the only other duo that produced higher scoring games were Joe Burrow versus Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray versus Russell Wilson, etc. So I'm leaning on this one to go over. If the Vikings offense really does look that potent, that much better this year, and then you've got Aaron Rodgers and he still has some weapons, let's go over. This feels low at 47. Patriots versus Dolphins. Bill Belichick is a 3.5-point dog versus Miami. Dolphins minus 190 on the money line, over under 46. I know what Kenny Betts Big would lean on this one, but what do you think?
Right. I was with Kenny the other day. I was breaking his neck about Patriots stuff. He's breaking my balls about Giants stuff. That's what we do. Look, the Dolphins are breaking a streak of 16 consecutive games as an underdog versus New England. Finally, they're the favorite. They are expected to be much improved this year. Yeah, right? 16 straight games as a dog. And now the books say we think the Dolphins have a better shot to win this one. But 3 in the hook, minus 3.5, is one of the grossest lines in football. And you got to be careful betting those. So that alone makes it a pass with a division rivalry. Week 1, 3.5. Yeah. I could certainly see this being a field goal game. And if you're on the wrong side of that hook, you're going to lose. I wouldn't bet against Bill Belichick in week one either as a dog. So I want to watch and see how the Dolphins look with Tyreek Hill and their new offense. And I want to see what Bill Belichick and Mac Jones are going to have in store for us this season in a year where, you know, they're being looked on unfavorably. So I'll pass. I'll watch from the sidelines and I'll be taking notes.
I'm going to go with the dog on this one. You got to have at least one underdog. I like the Patriots money line. It's at plus 158. As much as I love Mike McDaniel, he's not going to compare to Bill Belichick here. And like you said, New England 16-4 straight up in its last past 20 season openers. I think that McDaniel is going to get outcoached here. I definitely don't believe in Tua. And I think that Mac Jones is going to be even more improved. So if I'm going to go with the dog, plus 158, give me the Pats. All right, Eagles versus Lions. Eagles favored by 4, minus 205 on the money line, over under at 48. What do you think?
I'm super high on the Eagles this season, but I don't like this line at all on this game for the season opener. Plus 4 road dogs is kind of sketchy, and there's a lot of sharp action on the Lions. They're getting love from not only the public, who is all over them this season after an amazing season of hard knocks, but the sharps like them too to outperform expectations. And now they're kind of America's team. Move over, Cowboys. Everyone loves the Lions now. Detroit was 6-2.
Campbell.
Everyone loves Dan Campbell and the culture they built there. They're a hard-nosed team. They're, you know, that Motor City team, and they really embody the spirit of Detroit. It's very, very, you know, American proud football culture team. I love it. Love to see it. And they were 6-2 as home dogs last year. So we're betting a solid trend here. The Eagles' weakness was their secondary, and they have addressed it. They got James Bradbury. They bolstered it up a little bit. But this young, explosive wide receiver group for the Lions is very intriguing to me. And I'm interested to see how they pop off in game one. I'm going to say this one stays within a field goal, and it's closer than people expect. How many one-score games were the Lions in last year? So many heartbreakers. So I think have a shot to get the upset win here. I won't bet on the win. I want the 4 points. More money on the handle is on the Lions than the Eagles, and that's alarming to me because the Eagles, we've talked about it on the show before, are constantly one of the most publicly bet teams. Eagles fans go to the window for their team. Yet the Lions have more money on them. So there's a lot of signals here telling me just lay the 4 and see if Jared Goff can get nice in week one, which he actually has a nice trend of doing. He performs very well in week one. So let's shock the world, baby. Give me Detroit +4.
All right, this is a stay away game for me, but if I had to lean, I'm going to take the Eagles -4. I feel like I've seen everything that I need to see from the Lions. It was an incredible season of Hard Knocks. Dan Campbell needs to get some sleep, and he is so passionate, but you can tell that he's just trying so hard and the team is just not really getting it. So I feel like this Eagles team, there is a lot of problems. I mean, there was one part of the Hard Knocks too. He was like, you just got to trust me. All I do is think about you guys. And he just sounds desperate for this team to come together and to get it. And it just doesn't seem to be clicking with them. I mean, they have some star players. I really love Rodrigo. He's like my favorite one that came out of Hard Knocks. I don't know. I'm going to go with the Eagles on this one -4, but I'm probably not taking this one to the window. Now let's talk about my favorite game, the 49ers versus the Bears. Niners are favored by a touchdown, -305 on the money line. This over and under at a very low 40.5. What do you like?
So, yeah, the total, I'm glad you brought up. I'm not going to bet it, but I look at totals and spreads in correlation to each other, and the Niners are -7 road favorites. Typically, I'm not in love with laying a touchdown or more on any team, right? That's, you know, you got to cover a large margin to win, and dogs that beg cash all the time. So, especially on the road with a low total, if points are not expected, then the Niners have to score all of them to cover that 7, right? I'm going to pass on the spread and the total just because I don't love either of those. Later on in the year, as I see these teams develop, if I see totals like 40.5, I'm keying in on unders like that because no one wants to bet a low total like that. But I do. I'll take a player prop in this one. And it's your boy, Elijah Mitchell. He's going to be that dude this year. I mean, I think Debo runs a little bit less this year. They got to preserve his health. And yes, he'll be in the backfield. But I think you see him a little, I don't want to say true wide receiver. He's so dynamic. There is no true position anymore. But especially for Debo, he can do anything. But I feel like he'll be the bell cow. And, you know, they don't have Mostert anymore. He left. And it's now the Eli Mitchell show. So I like him to do it big this week one. And Shanahan to really lean on the run. He doesn't like to divulge the whole playbook. You can tell me more about that. You're my Niners insider. But I like Mitchell to go over 61.5 yards as the bell cow to start the year.
I'm going to go with the Niners on this one to cover the 7 points. This is a very interesting matchup when it comes to the quarterbacks. You got Trey Lance versus Justin Fields. I believe that Justin Fields kind of thought he was going to the Niners, and I feel like he probably wishes he went there. So there's a little bit of like, hey, you got chosen over me, you know, energy. I'm going to try to show you up here. The quarterbacks, I think, are they're great. They're dual quarterbacks. They're also rookies. They might make some mistakes. I think we're going to see some explosive plays. But if I look at Chicago, they probably have one of the least expectations for this team this year. They were absolutely awful last year, straight up and against the spread. They were 3-10 against the spread as underdogs. They're also 2-11 straight up record as a dog. That's the second worst in the league. And I don't really think they improved all that much. They have one of the worst receiving rooms, I think, in the NFL. They're also 1-7 straight up and 3-5 against the spread in their last 8 season openers. 49ers haven't done that great season openers either. They're 2-3 straight up, 1-4 against the spread under Kyle Shanahan. I just think they have the edge here in a bunch of different categories. So I do. I think they can win by a touchdown. Am I a little bit biased? Maybe, but let's go.
And, you know, it used to be a big, oh, going into Soldier Field. How are they going to beat the Bears? And so that home field advantage is not holding what it used to. Yeah.
No. All right. Let's talk Giants. You're Giants. Let's talk the Giants versus the Titans. Titans -5.5, -250 on the money line, over under at 43.5. You going with your G-men?
My G-man, you can have him. You take him. You know what I'm gonna go. You know what I'm gonna go with, Katie. I'm gonna go with props in this one too. And if I'm gonna take anything on Saquon Barkley, I want to do it in the first few weeks of the season before that injury liability maybe flares up. But he's talking a lot of smack in training camp. I don't want to touch the spread or the total in this one. It's kind of weird. There's a lot of sharp money and pro bettors on the Giants, and I get the takes, but I know my team very well, and I'm not interested in being on their side for this one. So I think Saquon, who has been hampered by injury and has been doubted by the media now, is really looking to prove something. He's been more vocal on the microphone and more animated than he's ever been. He's been the kind of down the middle, play it straight guy, right? Yeah, we got to work hard. Yeah, it's about the team. Now he's like, no, keep that same energy. When y'all doubted me, I'm going to go off this year. So I like his over rushing yards and receiving yards. You can combine the prop there. Take any of the three, the receiving yards, the rush yards, the rush plus receiving. I got a big game from Saquon to open the year. So that's my favorite thing in this one. Other than that, it's befuddling me. I'm going to need your take on the spread or the total.
Well, I don't know that I'll bet this game, but I'm definitely going to lean on the Titans to cover the spread here. I just feel like, yeah, it's interesting, right? Because it's Vrabel versus Dable, one very similar names,
that's
two
fun.
Both cut from the same Bill Belichick cloth. So that'll be interesting to see. The Giants have lost and failed to cover in their last five season openers. They're dealing with some injuries right now. I'm not a big believer in Danny Dimes. I just think they're a year away from being a year away type of situation. So I will give the Titans the edge here, -5.5. Ravens versus the Jets. This one's at 1 p.m. on Sunday. Jets looking to avoid becoming the first team in NFL history to start 0-3 in four straight seasons. Can they do it? Danny, Ravens -7, favorites over under 44.5.
Katie, I got the Ravens by absolute decimation in this one. The Jets stand no chance. And I know I told you I don't love laying 7 points, right? Full touchdown spreads, but I don't care what you lay in this one. The Ravens are winning by 10 plus, and you can bet it even if it goes up. The Ravens are 32-12 straight up and 27-15-2 against the spread under John Harbaugh with at least 10 days to prepare for a game. So when he has time, he does well. They've had a whole offseason to do it. And now they get the Jets without Zach Wilson. I'm not even a believer in Zach Wilson. So now they got to do it with Joe Flacco. Oh, Joe Flacco, the former Raven. You know what they have the benefit of knowing is all his tendencies and all, you know, the favorite things that Joey Flacco loves to do. On the other hand, Flacco doesn't really have that same advantage knowing the Ravens. They just got a new defensive coordinator this year. So, you know, I think advantage Ravens on that front. And of course, we don't think Flacco is really going to, I don't know if the narrative is watch Flacco do it to his old team. I haven't heard too many people saying that. So certainly not Katie Mox. So in week one with Lamar, contract dispute going on, him bulking up in training camp and possibly putting on a huge season. I think that begins very, very early in week one with an absolute show against the Jets. So give me the Ravens by any number.
Yeah, give me the Ravens by a million. This could be double-digit spreads, and I would still take this. This is probably my favorite bet. Unfortunately, sorry, Jets fans. Ravens are 9-2 all-time versus the Jets. They won 9 of their last 10. The last time, it was almost by like 20 points. It was 42-21. The Jets have lost the past 12 games played in September. They are 1-11 against the spread in that span. Like, it's just not good for the Jets in September. It's not good for the Jets versus the Ravens. And the Jets, they have the worst against the spread record in the NFL since 2018, 24-40-1. Joe Flacco, you kind of touch on this. He's lost 7 straight starts. He's 0-5 in his career. So come on. No.
Rough stuff. And, you know, the Jets are young. There's some promising things. Breece Hall, Garrett Wilson. They drafted well, but it doesn't happen overnight. They're going to have to figure a few things out. Week one might be ugly.
Yeah, I mean, this might be the best bet of the board is just to hammer the Ravens. And we're both really high on the Ravens. They're a sleeper in a lot of ways. I think they're going to surprise a lot of people. So to get this win in a crazy fashion, give it to me all day.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Moxie Bets is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it. Must be 21 or older. All right, Danny, let's get into some Mox Locks. What are our best bets for the week one slate? And I'm going to start things off here with maybe a little bit of a homer pick, but I do think that it's a good one. I'm going to take Trey Lance as an anytime scorer. This is at plus 165. I think that rookie quarterbacks, we don't know how his arm's going to be. Maybe we'll see one explosive play from him. We'll see one deep pass. But I think we're going to see a lot of running, because I think what Justin Fields and what Trey Lance does is when they panic, they just start using their legs. They start moving. He did have one rushing touchdown last year. He had 14 rushing touchdowns in college. I think that there is a very high possibility that Trey Lance gets over the goal line, rushes in plus 165. Let's go.
I like that you're starting off with a spicy plus 165. So I'm not mad at it, even though it's a homer straight out of Candlestick Park back there. You know, I still like it.
All right. What's your first pick?
We just alluded to it, Katie. I'm not going to overthink it. Ravens by a million, right? I got it at 6.5. So if they win by that touchdown and extra point, I'm chilling. But if you got 7 and you're late, it's fine. They'll cover that. They'll win by multiple scores. I don't need to explain it any further. Ravens.
That was also my second pick. Ravens, I would take this all the way up to minus 10. I think this is going to be a blowout in historic fashion. Danny, what's your next pick?
Historic fashion. I hope so. We're laughing all the way to the bank if that happens. I have to go with a home dog. I said it before when I made my case for the Vikings, and I got to get it on my Mox Locks here. Give me Vikings +1.5. I'm going against the Aaron Rodgers opening season trend just because I really feel like the Vikings have a shot to steal the division this year. And I think the offense is going to be so high flying. The defense looks improved too. We're not really talking about that on that side of the ball for them. But I just don't think that if it does what I think it does, people won't be able to put up as many points as them. And that's how you win sports games, more points than the other team. So good luck hanging with Justin Jefferson, who I think maybe wins, you know, all sorts of awards. Give me the Vikings in this one. Start off hot.
Okay, I like it. I think it's going to be a very telling game, too, for the Vikings. Set the tone for their season. So I'm laying off of that game. I like the over, as I said, but I'll root for you on this one, plus the 1.5. All right, thanks, Danny. Hopefully you have a great weekend. This has been Moxie Bets, presented by Caesars Sportsbook. Don't forget to follow us on social at Moxie Bets. We'll see you Monday.